Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. There's a big problem I see all the time. Lost opportunities and just money sitting on the table that we're not taking. And the reason we've got the lost opportunities, the reason we've got so much money on the table is because of how we use our networks. Most people believe if you go to networking events and you hand out enough cards, that's how you generate business. But it's not the case. People who use their networks, who grow their networks with purpose, who engage with their networks, who create conversations with their networks, they're the ones that are constantly full of opportunities. Opportunities leads to money. So when we talk about using our networks, we talk about Accelerator 4, 5, and 6. Accelerator 4, grow your networks with perfect people. Accelerator 5, maintain engagement with your networks. Accelerator 6, create and start conversations with your networks. I want to focus in here a little bit around maintain engagement. There is no point having people on your LinkedIn, having people on your Instagram, on your Twitter, on your Facebook, in your phone, in your CRM, if you are not going to maintain engagement with them. Engagement allows you to create conversations which allow you to create opportunities. So I know it's easy for this to become an activity to do only when you don't have enough time. That it's not important enough to schedule it into a plan day in, day out. And I think that's a huge mistake. You'd be amazed how many opportunities we can get from our networks. In fact, every time we get a speaking engagement, every time we're asked to present at conferences, run workshops, get on someone's podcast, do a webinar with someone, it has generally come because of the engagement we keep with our networks. The more you are seen, the more you are heard, the more opportunities your networks will create for you. But that can't occur unless you stay engaged. So I don't see it as I'll do it when I am not so busy activity. I'll do it as a C or D activity. To me, this is an A activity. It's something that needs to get done. Just as importantly, it doesn't take a great deal of time to do. So we talk with our partnership club guys all the time around our simple front of mind plan, our personal engagement plan, our social conversation plans. To maintain engagement with your networks just simply means getting yourself seen, being heard, adding value, seeing how you can help others. So that very much is a way of thinking. If you're thinking, how do I help someone else? How do I add value to someone else? How do I check in on someone else? How do I announce, promote, help someone else? Then the types of activities become really easy for you to be able to do. So how well are you maintaining engagement with your networks? Do you do it every day? Do you just do it when you're a little bit quiet? Do you do it when you just think about it? Or is there a process, a system in place that ensures you maintain engagement with your networks on a regular basis? If you come across someone in your network where you don't want to engage with them, why are they there? Every person in your network should be someone that you want to speak to. They should be people you want to create conversations and engagement with. So what sort of things could you do that simply maintains engagement? Well, just liking, commenting, sharing on people's social posts ensures that your name and your face pop up and people see that you're engaging with them. So that's a real easy one to do. Reaching out, sending someone a simple message, promoting somebody or something that someone has on, connecting people together. They're all easy things that you can do that maintains engagement with that person in your network. Just remember that if you are not being seen and not being heard, it's really hard for that other person to talk about you, to remember you. You think how many people were out at conferences, trade shows, expos, events over the last 48 hours where your name might have or could have or should have been mentioned, but it wasn't. And that's just simply because you weren't top of that person's mind. So maintaining engagement with your networks is all about making sure that you are being spoken about, that other people in your networks are opening doors for you, that other people in your networks are promoting you, giving you exposure. That's why when we get our referrals and our networks right, it allows us to create a flow of leads. But when we get our networks and our partnerships right, it's going to create for us a flow of money. So let's stop trying to do everything ourselves, do things the hard way, and let's start utilizing the relationships that we have in the networks we have around us. Who do you need to reach out to today? What opportunities are currently sitting on the table for you? Take that as your action from today's podcast to do. If this is the first time you've been listening to us, welcome. Thank you. You can find Referral Marketing Guru on iTunes, on Spotify, and through Podbean. Make sure you jump over to our YouTube channel, search Referral Marketing Guru, where we update every single week. Great ways to grow your business through referrals, networks, and partnerships. And make sure you grab your 9-point referral game plan, where the link is in the description below, michaelgriffiths.com.au/plan. Till next time, I look forward to talking to you real soon. Take care.